Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to play this in the third hour for radio and TV listeners. Rap video glorifies TSA groping in sexy pat-down fantasy video. This is so sick. We're going to also get into the new underwear bomber, even better than the last fake guy they had. They just they don't know where he is, but he exists like the boogeyman. We'll take a few calls, and then I've got a very special guest joining us with some breakthrough information. I'm just going to leave it at that. Right now, let's go to Chris in Georgia. Hey, what do you think about putting veterans in their own re-education camps where they can be helped?
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're great. Listen, two things real quick, I hope. Remember Nancy Schaefer in Georgia, the state senator, probably murdered because she wanted to close down DFACS?
Well, she called me. She said, I want to come on next week. I've got the documents where they shop the kids on the sex rings. The top dollar ones are Braven Hair, Green Eyes. The CPS is a pedophile group, and they're shopping them, and they came and killed her and her husband. Yeah. She calls me. I want to come on next week. I've got them. This is incredible. And then she dies 2 days later.
Two more mysterious deaths. Two state representatives died of heart attacks, one who I knew personally.
Oh.
And Bobby Franklin and one other I don't know the name of, but they both coincidentally, Georgia state representatives, wanted to close down DFACS for you know what.
Tell me what they were going to shut down.
Well, they wanted to close DFACS down in Georgia. Here it's the Department of Family Child Services.
Yeah, that's right. You don't shut that down, buddy.
That's possibly three murders in a row. So, I mean, it's not proven. They both.
How big mining our children is to the globalists? It's a mining operation. Yeah, I mean, again, the average CPS is not even real courts. It's all eugenics. It's all fake. Check out how the family courts were started. But the CPS, the majority of them are private contractors. And most of those contractors are DynCorp. Well, DynCorp has been caught worldwide running sex slavery. I mean, you cannot make up the magnitude of their evil.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, then another one. Have you heard this rumor? It's this guy Drake on the internet. I think it's a hoax. He's saying the cavalry is going to come in and rescue us.
That's always for 17 years on air. All I hear is about Nasera and there's good guys and everything's good 6 months from now to make you not take action. It's like another fake rapture deal, or it's like the New Agers think 2012 is the end of the world. So why should you get involved? Because good guys are coming to save us.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I'm telling all my friends it's a hoax, but all these people, people that, don't even.
Yeah. And you won't be right in a year when it doesn't happen and the magic good guys save us. You'll be bad because you were right. And there'll be a new good guy that's going to save us. And there's always groups that are going to deliver letters to the government, letting them know they're illegitimate. The government's just going to agree and stand down. We're going to have to take back every city, county, state, the boards. We're going to have to run and infest everything like the globalists have. We're going to have to fight them for every square inch, which when we do, we win. But if we just go, it's the end of the world, my preacher said, praise the Lord, they want to make the troops take chips. I'll be teleported out of here in a minute now.
Well, even if this cadre of generals was true and they did want to arrest all the bankers, great, the cavalry's going to come save us. There's still nothing we can do about it.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I was talking to a 3-star retired general just a few nights ago, and then separately talked to some other folks who are next door neighbors to another retired 3-star general, and how all the military loves my show, and they're awake and they know it's true, but it's compartmentalized. The current generals they've got up there at the top, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the actual people running things, they are globalist. Now, below them, there's lots of good people, even high level. Just to imagine there's some magic counter coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat, that's going to save us. It's a pipe dream. It's a lie. We're going to have to fight for every square inch. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On the TSA world news, what's happening in Europe, the latest underwear bomber who is like the Phantom Menace. They can't find him, don't know where he is, but they're going to be at a bus stop near you sticking their hands down your pants at checkpoints because they kept you safe from the firecracker. My goodness, we're all in danger. So that is coming up in the power-packed third hour on this live Tuesday edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. Now, the next guest we've got, I've been trying to get him on the show for weeks. He's a very busy guy, speaks all over the world. I wanted to get him on about why are people so unhealthy? Why are people eating about the same calories they were eating 50 years ago or so? The studies are out there, but getting even fatter. What's in the food? Is it, you know, the GMO, the fact that the soils are played out, all of that? And instead, they're saying they're going to ban people having a piece of pie in school, and parents can't pack their school lunches from Illinois to Massachusetts, and they're banning running at recess and all this, and people don't have immune systems anymore, and cancer in children's up over 10,000%, 3,000% on average in adults, diabetes type 2, several thousand percentage points, some numbers are 3,000% increase, breast cancer highest in the world. Neurological disorders, autism from 1 in 25,300 30 years ago to 1 in 58. They say in 4 to 5 years it'll be in what, 1 in 5 or 6? I mean, this is getting crazy. The numbers are mind-blowing. What's happening? And it's amazing that I had him set up weeks ago for today, Dr. Joel Wallach, when exactly one of the things I wanted to get into is big in the news today. Obesity fight must shift from personal blame, U.S. panel says, Reuters. The government must make the decisions, they say, and tax foods they say aren't good, and block people from access to them, start controlling fat. They just say a steak is bad when it's not bad. It's the trans fats and the artificial fats. And there's an example right there from all the medical doctors and others we've had on. This is a no-brainer. Nutritionist. I mean, we have everybody from mainline medical doctors, brain surgeons, endocrinologists, veterinarians, naturopaths, Nobel Prize winners. They're all saying the same thing. They're not worried about the GMO, or they're not worried about all the additives. They're not worried about the aspartame. They're not worried about the MSG. They're not telling you to be worried about the excitotoxins. They're not worried about all these other things, or that most of the soils have been played out and have bioaccumulated toxic fertilizer put on it filled with heavy metals. I mean, half the corn syrup products, Washington Post reports, have high levels of mercury and lead. Washington Post, just type in. Melamine's in the milk. In China, they execute people for that. Here it's in the baby formula, which is half corn syrup on average. They say it's fine. No, no, no. Our children are fried. Diabetes is happening because they're on formula. Mike Adams is in there with a leading brand. It was 50-something percent corn syrup, another 20-something percent other sugars. Babies aren't supposed to be. I mean, no wonder we've got all these mall Martians, and the public looks like they've been hit by an ugly beam or something, myself included. I mean, folks, I've gone back and watched old footage I shot in the 80s with my parents with a video camera. People didn't look like this. We were eating really trashy stuff, but it didn't have all this new garbage. So the experts with us about 15 minutes of the next hour, that's calls and all those other stories I said we'd cover. But now they're coming. Here it is. Right here in the news, Massachusetts and others move to ban bake sales. All over the country, they're banning parents being able to pack the school lunch for their children. Total control. I'm trying to find that article. I read it in the first hour here. Here it is. This is out of the Boston Herald. State's junk food ban could take a bite out of school fundraisers. And they're calling junk food now, the fake environmentalists love this, meat, cheese. Dr. Wallach never wants to toot his horn, but I'm going to make him in the first part of this segment do it, because he really is probably the most famous zoological veterinarian, and I've worked for a small animal vet and a large animal vet, so I know a little bit about it. He has his work is in the Smithsonian. Dr. Wallach has sued the FDA over and over and over again and won when almost no one else could even win once. He is super aggressive. By the way, he's not even part of Youngevity. He's not even part of the company because he wants to be separated from his findings and research. And Aaron Dykes, as you know, I was already promoting it and believed in it, but wasn't following it religiously. Aaron Dykes has lost 91 pounds, and it isn't even advertised. The pollen burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Youngevity, OsteoFX, all the things Wallach recommends in the Alex Pack. Aaron followed this and lost 91 pounds, and now he's going to go into muscle gain. It's incredible. He looks, well, you've seen him. We're going to do it before. I mean, I've lost 42 pounds. Anyways, InfoWarsTeam.com to find out, but I'm not going to go off into a plug about this to find out about all the products that Wallach and others have developed that he recommends. This is such a powerful revolution against the globalists to get the minerals and vitamins and trace elements they say you don't need, and the globalists are fighting to block you getting. But first, Dr. Wallach, in about 6-7 minutes, tell us about your awakening, your discoveries, what you found, and the fact the system premeditatedly doesn't want us to know this, because they love breast cancer up by several thousand percentage points, the U.S. leading the world, because it's always about the cure, never the cause. Let's have all these runs for the cure, not runs for the cause. They don't want people to know this. What have you discovered in your decades of research and all the things you've done? First off, tell us who you are, for those that don't know, and why you discovered this information.
Well, thank you, Alex. First of all, thank you so much for your hospitality. You're one of my heroes, and it's just really great to be with you today. And to answer your question, the thing that makes me different is that I do have a degree in agriculture from the University of Missouri. And my major is in animal husbandry and nutrition. In the animal industry, we don't have health insurance, so we just had to learn to solve the problems, which is a good thing. In the human industry, health industry, we have insurance, and the medical system learned to game the system to get the insurance. It's very seductive. They go after the money rather than taking care of the patient. Then I went on to veterinary school, actually, in my second year of ag school, applied for and was surprised to get accepted into veterinary school. By the time I graduated ag school, I was only a second year veterinary student, but I was also a graduate student, so I began to take pathology courses and found and discovered and wrote up the first case of a mass die-off in America from pollution in 1962. It was written up in international journals from Denmark in Danish and English, and Acta Pathologica. And that was an awakening for me. Certainly I wasn't aware of pollution until this mass die-off occurred. Then graduated veterinary school, went to Africa for a couple of years, worked with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom days on a white rhino conservation project, caught over 200 white rhino with drug darts and sent them back to the States. And if you go to a wild animal park or a zoo and you see a white rhino, it's either one that I caught or offspring of the one I caught, so I'm very proud of that project.
I remember seeing that on television as a child.
Yep, there was quite a bit on TV, and of course you can see all this old film we've kept in the archives. They actually have pictures of me doing this, so anybody who wants to challenge that, we have the film of it. And then because of my background of finding that first case of a mass die-off in pollution, Perkins, in the mid-60s, when I was in Africa, actually got a grant from the National Institutes of Health to study pollution in zoo animals. He made a very good observation going back to the old Welsh coal miner days. You know, Alex, when they took the canary down in the mine, and if methane gas or carbon monoxide would leak into the mine, the canary would drop off the perch and die, and the men could get out before they suffocated or blew up. Well, Perkins reasoned quite correctly that here we have in a big zoo 300, 400, 500, 600 species of animals, and there are bound to be some of them that were more sensitive to pollution than others and give us a warning that doom was ahead. And so because I had written that first paper on a mass die-off from pollution, he called me back from Africa to be the pathologist on that project. And to make a long story short, it was a combined department from Washington University in St. Louis, the St. Louis Zoo, and the Shaw's Botanical Gardens. And it was my job to do the autopsies, not only in zoo animals, but also human beings that died of natural causes in the close proximities to the zoos. This included all the major zoos in the United States, including the National Zoo and New York Zoo and Los Angeles and Miami and so on. Well, again, to make a long story short, over that period of some 12 years, did over 20,000 autopsies, some 17,000 and some change in over 450 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans, millions of chemistries, millions of slides with special stains. And the book that came out of that's a 1,200-page book, and it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. It only cost $25 million at that time. It was a lot of money for a 25-year-old kid to be spending. But
because you had a pretty big team under you to be able to get all that done.
Oh, yeah. I had they actually worked 24 hours a day. I had a team of people who were chemists and the people who made the slides for me. And I think I probably had seven people working for me. And, again, as a young man, that was quite a project. Today it would cost billions of dollars to redo that study, and I don't think they'll ever do it again, which is a tragedy.
We're about to go to break. Tell folks what you discovered from the study.
Okay, what I just discovered, Alex, the bottom line was that every animal and every human being who dies of natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. And that was profound, and of course that didn't make a dent because people say, well, what do you mean everybody dies of nutritional deficiencies? I mean, this is America. We have the best food in the world, and that is totally incorrect. The earth is not flat, and the sun does not rotate around the earth, and we have the worst food in the world.
Well, it's incredible information, and but now since you did those studies, there's all these others about feeding rats super high nutrient dense food, and they live twice as long. They're doing it with insects. So the system has duplicated your research. I mean, that's well known now that super high nutrient-dense food and restricted diets does make mammals live a lot longer.
Oh, absolutely. We've tripled the lifespan, for instance, of dogs. 6 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old, today 25. We've eliminated 900 different diseases and all birth defects in dogs that still plague people simply with nutrition. We didn't do any genetically engineered programs. We didn't do wonder drugs or organ transplants is all done with vitamins and minerals, and this is where we came up with the programs that Youngevity does.
Amazing, and it's all at InfoWarsTeam.com. We're going to come back and get into your defeat of the EPA, of the FDA, over and over and over and over again, and the fact that they're trying to keep this information from the public. Stay with us. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost 1 per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
He is a busy guy crisscrossing the globe, written many best-selling books. Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest for the rest of the hour. We'll open the phones up later for our guest as well. And I've got to say, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, he's joining us via video Skype. Doc, it is shocking when people learn how old you are. Tell people how old you are.
Next month I'll be 73, and I haven't been to a doctor in 64 years, never been sick, and certainly never been on a prescription drug, so it's a testimony to doing the right things. You can be healthy, and if everybody were like me, the medical system would certainly have to shape up. Because
no exaggeration. I've seen you on stage speak. I've never had a chance to meet you in person. I know you're going to come to Austin soon. I've been twisting your arm. On stage and in person, you could pass for 55. I would guess 60. I would guess you're 60. You do not look 73.
Well, thank you. Yes, most people think I'm in my 50s, and I can certainly outwork most 18-year-olds physically on the farm. That's still true. And it's very exciting to be kind of an example. If you do all the correct stuff, avoid the bad things, you supplement with the 90 essential nutrients. I'm really proud of you for going that direction. You're certainly looking great and seeing the benefit, and I appreciate you sharing that with the world.
By the way, I want to get into you defeating the FDA and their criminal activities many times. But why did somebody like Aaron Dykes lose 91 pounds on things that don't even advertise themselves as weight loss?
Well, basically, Alex, the reason for weight gain and obesity is not what the doctors say. It has nothing to do with eating too much. It has nothing to do with lack of exercise or too much screen time. That theory doesn't fit the truth. If their theory was correct, with everybody exercising and avoiding fat and eating more whole grains, we should be number 200 in the world in obesity. Right now we're number one, following their instructions, eating more whole grains, exercising more. Weight gain and obesity is due to a simple mineral deficiency. You take the minerals, regardless of the source, you take the minerals and you lose the weight. And we've found this to be true for the last 35 years. And my wife and I actually wrote a book called Hell's Kitchen, which you can get from InfoWarsTeam.com. And that book is just a great little book, and it goes into the history of weight gain and the reason why the medical system, the government, has pushed us in the wrong direction. Obesity is a physician-caused disease. It has nothing to do with eating too much. It has nothing to do with lack of exercise. It is a simple mineral deficiency, and that's why you're seeing the great results you are from just taking the 90 essential nutrients.
What about this report about obesity, fight must shift from personal blame, U.S. panel says, where the government's going to say what's bad, but they're saying having a steak is bad. They're saying eating some pasta is bad. Meanwhile, the GMO and all the toxins, they're saying those are just fine. But I've seen the studies that the toxins in GMO are totally linked to all sorts of weird obesity and health problems in rodents.
Well, you're exactly right. There's two forces attacking us. Number one are all the bad things, GMOs, the chemicals in the environment. And then the other thing is you're looking at not enough nutrients, particularly mineral nutrients. And these two forces together have caught Americans in the crossfire, if you will, and that's why we're the number one obese nation in the world. It has nothing to do with not enough exercise. It has nothing to do with too much food. And again, it's the chemicals on one hand taking us out of the reality of nutrition and the lack of nutrition, mineral nutrition in particular. Now, if I may say one thing, we have so many examples, literally thousands and thousands of examples of people who tried everything to lose weight, including surgery and so forth. And what's happened is we've been able to help people lose 400 pounds, 200 pounds, 100 pounds, as you have with your staff member, and it's simply by giving them mineral supplements. It doesn't matter if they take our Rebound in the 90 essential nutrients or if they take Pollen Burst in our nutrients. It doesn't matter if they take the ASAP in our nutrients. As long as they're taking the minerals, they will lose weight. And, of course, it doesn't take long. You're on two meals a day. You're just not really hungry, and you have to watch it. You have to be able to eat to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to be healthy. And so if you supplement properly, that will happen. And, of course, nobody knows more about weight gain and weight loss than veterinarians, because this is what we do in feedlots for livestock. And so I just transferred that information from livestock to human beings. Been doing this, again, for 35 years. And, again, just so happy that you've taken this on and brought it to the public. You're just really great for that.
The people perish for lack of knowledge, and the knowledge is at InfoWarsTeam.com if people want to learn more there. But when we come back, in that short segment, I forgot to get into your defeat over and over again of the FDA. one of the few people that have actually defeated them. We'll find out how you did that and get into the illness epidemics, all these diseases. Why is that happening? And what is the system suppressing from the people? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All I've ever wanted, all I've ever needed is liberty. And when I, a decade ago, heard Dr. Wallach on the radio, it totally clicked, but I never followed through on it. And then watching crew in the office get into it and all have dramatic effects, I said, I better get with the program. And I've lost 42 pounds. I haven't weighed in a while. It's probably a little bit more. And I've got a lot more to lose. I was like probably 70 pounds. I mean, in my prime, when I used to jog and lift weights every day, I weighed about 180. I got up to 265. Okay? So I've got a ways to go. And every time I stop losing weight, because I've never been somebody taking essential fatty acids, taking vitamins, taking the Osteo FX, taking the Tangy Tangerine, taking the Pollen Burst. I've just never done it in my life. And every time I stop, suddenly I start, you know, not losing weight anymore and not having as much energy. And I mean, I always do at least one of them a day, but it is. It's like three or four things that take a day. Because even if you're going to Whole Foods or whatever, they're growing most of it organically, but it's technically not really completely organic because they're using some of the chemical fertilizers and things, and the soils are played out. But I'm telling you, this is revolutionary. We haven't even done a promo yet. I'm going to do it with Aaron Dykes, showing him a year ago, 90-plus pounds. Yeah, there's Aaron just 6 months ago. He'd already lost a lot of weight. There he is last week. So Aaron had already lost like 40 pounds in that comparison that we just put on screen. In fact, put that back up. Aaron on the nightly news, only been doing it 8-9 months. That is 6 months ago. So he'd already lost half the weight there. And then here he is just last week. Unbelievable. And I'm telling you, Aaron is quite the ladies' man. I'm going to stop right there. The point is, this is a devastating weapon against the globalist. And yeah, I'm promoting it, but the point is, that's how we fund this independent media operation, is InfoWarsTeam.com, where when you sign up, you can get distributor wholesale pricing. You can also, again, sign up your friends and family and get them discounts. But the point is, just try Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Try Pollen Burst. Try the Healthy Start Alex Pack that's got the essential fatty acids, the Tangy Tangerine, and the Osteo FX Plus. I'm going to stop plugging. I got Wallach on and not even plug. And I said, Wallach, I don't want to do a bunch of plugging. And then I started doing it because wild horses can't drag me away here. This stuff really does work. And it turns out the globalists knew this. When I worked for Jesse Edkins, large animal vet, he would tell them that when the winter came, put them on a certain mineral mix so they wouldn't, you know, lose weight or freeze to death outside when it got cold, the cows. I mean, that's, especially with large animal vets, that's what it was all about. And the system knows this. Doc Wallach, talk about how much they know and why they only want to treat the illnesses that they basically cause by not telling people. I mean, they've got to know that the average baby formula out there is over half corn syrup and another 20% other sugars. You're talking 70-plus percent sugar. No wonder these kids are getting diabetes when they're 5 years old. I mean, the system knows what they're doing. Why are they doing this, Doc? And then tell us about your defeat of the Food and Drug Administration over and over again.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex. And that's one of my favorite subjects is kids. And just last month, in April, the Food Chemistry Journal, a very well-respected journal supported by the USDA, came out and said that the kids' foods that we have respected over the years, things like Gerber's and Similac and Enfamil and these types of things that we trusted, have less than 20% of the nutrients, vitamins and minerals that kids need. Less than 20%. It was big headlines, Food Chemistry Journal in April, just last month. 20%. We feed our dogs and our rats better than we feed our kids. And this is why we have diabetes. This is why we have autism and ADD. Then you throw into the mix all the the chemicals and the environment. We have a mess here because the kids aren't even getting as much nutrition as a dog. And that is a crime. It's not a shame. It's not terrible. It is an absolute AAA felony. And all the pediatricians who know this should be put in jail, absolutely put in jail, because we've known this in animals for 75, in some cases, 100 years. And it's very simple to give all these nutrients. And, of course, all the kids who belong to the InfoWars team and the Alex group, they're gaining benefit here. And because they're getting the 90 essential nutrients before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy they're developed in, from the moment they're born. And we will eliminate 900 different diseases in this little army we're starting here that still plague everybody else who have been falsely taught that you can eat well. And even organic foods, Alex, that just means that there's no chemicals on them, which is very good because it reduces the chemical load, reduces your risk of cancer, but doesn't give you any nutrition. No guarantee of nutrition. Plants only need 3 minerals to be healthy and make good seeds for the next generation. We need 60. And so you can eat a pretty good slice of organically grown multigrain bread baked by the pastor's wife on Sunday in the church and you're 57 mineral short unless you supplement. And that's what we learned in the livestock industry because we don't have insurance. Medical doctors have learned how to game the system using insurance. They feel that if they charge you $3,000 for a procedure that really only costs $50, that they're not hurting the patient because insurance pays, and they've financially broken America with this over-costing of health care. And this is one of the reasons why I went after the FDA. They used to say things like, You can get the omega-3s you need by eating foods rich in omega-3s and reduce your risk of stroke and coronary thrombosis and pulmonary embolism and deep vein thrombosis. You could not say, until I sued them, that you can supplement with omega-3 essential fatty acids and reduce thrombotic stroke, coronary thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, and deep vein thrombosis by supplementation. That was against the law to say that. They would shut you down and put you in jail. So I went to court, sued them in federal court, and actually won. And the one that I love is, and you'll really appreciate this, was on antioxidants. Antioxidants being able to reduce your risk of inflammation in your arteries and plugging your arteries, reduce your risk of cancer. And I prevailed in federal court on that, and they appealed. And I prevailed again in the appellate court, and they appealed again. And they signed off on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, and I felt, gosh, that felt too easy. There's something up. And sure enough, 6 months later, they had a sister agency in the Department of Health and Human Services sue them, not both of us, but sue them to unravel the agreement. And I had to go to the federal judge and ask to be a co-defendant with the FDA. And he said, we've been suing them into the ground for 10 years. Why suddenly do you want to be a co-defendant with the FDA? And I said, well, with all due respects, Your Honor, I don't believe that they will defend the agreement vigorously. And I have to be there to do that. So he made me a co-defendant with the FDA. And they immediately dropped the lawsuit because they knew we'd prevail again. And they didn't want the precedent in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They create these fake trials where one party loses on purpose to create bad precedent. But again, expanding on this, you've been talking about this for 30-plus years, but now all the cutting-edge science says super nutrient-dense trace elements, you need this. But I notice even most of the other big vitamin companies, they don't promote all these trace elements. Tell people, for example, why something like Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com, why that is so important and has such a dramatic effect.
Well, that one was 10 years in the making. It actually is the same technology as coffee crystals, where it instantizes in room temperature water. It's just really a great product. It has 115 super juices in it. Now, there's a lot of super juices on the market. We love them. Things like mangosteen, goji, acai berry, noni, pomegranate juice, they all increase your antioxidant auric points and protect you from chemicals in the environment to reduce your risk of cancer and heart disease. So we put 115 super juices in this one product. Beyond Tangerine, it has 130 nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And there's nothing like it in the market. And this comes down to an average sized person of $3 a day, which is less than a cup of exotic coffee, you know, less than a third of the cost of a cup of exotic coffee. So we're very proud of that product. It makes life simple. You can take that and you throw in the omega-3s and you throw in your trace minerals, and you have the perfect 90 essential nutrients. And this, in the animal industry, has eliminated 900 different diseases that still plague people. And we're seeing so many people come to us and say, gosh, I was on the foot amputation list, and now I can jump off of 4-foot stages because I've been able to cancel the amputation of my feet. I've been able to wean myself off of medication that I've been on for 25 years with diabetes. I actually have one guy, Alex, who owns a big medical laboratory, and he services 7,000 hospitals a day. He knows everybody when it comes to diabetes, and his diabetes was out of control. And following the medical system, we put him on our little program with the Alex Pack, and then throwing in the secret sauce, I call it, the Sweeties, with the Alex Pack. And within 1 year's time, actually it was much sooner than that, but within 1 year's time, he admitted that we had cut his blood sugar by two-thirds, and now without medication, his blood sugar is down to like 60, 62, 65. His A1C hemoglobin is below 5, and he couldn't get it even near that with medication for years.
All right, Dr. Wallach, explain at the metabolic level what's happening. Why is type 2 diabetes and other types exploding off the charts? Again, multi-thousand percent increases in the last few decades. They say it's set to double again in the next decade.
Yes.
What is happening? And, of course, the system knows what they're doing. I mean, I see them. They say, drink Diet Coke when you have diabetes. Then I have medical doctors on. And they say that aspartame totally accelerates it. So this is so cold-blooded.
You're exactly right. Well, first of all, we've known for 60 years, Alex, that type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency. We learned this in the animal industry, and it was actually, the research was done by one of the heads of the departments of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a guy by the name of Mertz, Walter Mertz. And he discovered unimpeachably that type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency disease. You throw in the trans fatty acids, which he spoke about earlier, and I was so happy to hear you say that. The trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, terrible chemicals caused by improper processing of food and overcooking of food. And this injures the cell walls and makes them unresponsive to insulin. Well, by getting people off the bad stuff, we call it, the fried foods and the processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, and getting them on the Alex pack and the secret sauce, which is the Sweeties, appropriate for body weight, usually within anywhere from 12 hours to 2 weeks, they're being able to wean off their medication because suddenly now their cell walls are sensitive to insulin and they're able to use minimal amounts of insulin, which they make themselves. So type 2 diabetics make tons of insulin. It's not an insulin problem when you have type 2 diabetes. It's a mineral deficiency and a lack of sensitization of the cell walls to insulin.
And the system knows that,
but they
don't want to tell people. Let's move on to the next subject, cancer. Pediatric cancer, you can look this up. Cancers that didn't exist are now incredibly common in children. It's an epidemic, 10,000-plus percentage increase on average. Adults, multi-thousand increases. Breast cancer, again, it's always find the cure, not the cause. And I liken it to if I walked outside and got shot and suddenly thousands of people today were being shot in the town where I live and they went, we've got to find a way to cure bullet wounds. No, let's find out why thousands of people a day are being shot and stop whoever's shooting them. Or if I was to run out in front of a truck and get run over, let's figure out how to regenerate bones magically. No, don't walk out in front of a truck. Why don't they ever want to discuss why all this is increasing? They never want to talk about neurological disorders off the charts, every disease, bone and joint, everything. What's happening with cancer? What's happening with all of it?
Well, there's a great series of billboards on the highways in Cook County around Chicago. It says, hot dogs cause butt cancer. And this is because of the trans fatty acids in there, plus the nitrates and nitrites. And this message was for kids, as you point out. The kids' cancer is just going crazy. Colon cancer, for instance, used to be an adult disease. Now you're finding colon cancer in young adults in their 20s because they've been eating processed meats with nitrates and nitrites in them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And either from fast food places, these things are cooked at home. We're talking about things like deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, Spam, all these things they put even on pizza. These meats with nitrates and nitrites in them increase the risk of colon cancer, as you point out, thousands of percent. Just by burning your meat, if you cook your meat well done, which the medical system tells you to do, it increases the risk of breast cancer by 462%, according to the University of South Carolina. And so if you just give up processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, eat your meat cooked medium or medium rare, you supplement with the 90 essential nutrients and get your antioxidant points, auric points, above 50,000 for kids and above 100,000 a day for adults, you'll reduce your risk of cancer to just about zero. And that sounds pretty bold, Alex, but we've known this from the animal studies for years and years and years, and I find it amazing that doctors say, well, you can't trust animal studies because it's not in humans, and yet they trust animal studies for drugs. And that's why we have such trouble with drugs killing so many people. Pharmaceuticals they probably kill 100 times more people each day than street drugs. And it should be a war on drugs in hospitals and doctor's office, not a war on drugs in the street.
And you can back up all those numbers.
Yes, sir.
Folks, all I can say is go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, purchase the products there, sign up, become a distributor, and it also supports the InfoWar at the same time. We've got the lowest prices there on longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301 if you want to call folks that have joined our team and become members of our operation here to educate people. 877-551-1301. They can tell you how to become a distributor for it because I promote what I believe in. And I believe in private property, the family, the Second Amendment, national sovereignty. And I know that the elites are all obsessed. Doc Wallach, I've been reading articles even in the LA Times and in other papers where the elites know everything you know. They're obsessed with trace elements and raw minerals, the type of stuff that you've developed, and not these synthetic ones. They are obsessed with purified water. They don't eat GMO. At the Monsanto Laboratory, The London Independent and AP reported more than a decade ago. I heard this like a month ago and went and looked it up, and it was something I didn't know, over a decade old. And there were some new articles where at all the Monsanto facilities, their scientists refused to have GMO served in the cafeteria on these research reservations. So, I mean, the Queen of England's obsessed. The Chinese elite who are shoveling GMO and all those other people, they are obsessed. Turns out they have secret government gardens for their food. I mean, this is mainstream news, though. Why do you think the controllers know this and enjoy shoveling this at the population?
Well, Alex, there's no doubt the research shows very clearly that chemicals in our diet and GMOs and all these various things you mentioned do have a terrible impact upon the human physiology, and that supplementing with all 90 essential nutrients like you find in the Alex Pack do protect you. Well, this is extremely well known in the human health industry. It's certainly known at the high government levels. And these people, what should I say, they're certainly in it for themselves. And I think it's a form of enslavement. It's very seductive. And even a Senate committee came out and said that the medical system has learned how to game the insurance system. They'll bill for eight different agencies for one procedure they did. You and I would go to jail for insurance fraud if we did that. The doctors get a walk because they spend more money on PAC committees than any other group of individuals. And so the elected officials love the medical system because of the money that flows to the PAC committees from the medical system and the pharmaceutical industry. And so this is why I've spent 35 years of my life, and you're spending most of your professional life getting information out to the public, because the strength of America is the basic citizen. It's always been the citizen soldier, the citizen politician, if you will, the citizen out there in the corner preaching the truth. And when it comes to health, we're going to have to take control here. We cannot depend on the medical system. We cannot depend on the government. Certainly can't depend on the people in it, because they just do whatever the doctors say. So we have to teach our kids to begin to do these things at a very young age. When somebody has cancer or they have diabetes when they're 70 years old, in their minds they have to depend on the government and they have to depend on the doctor. Well, if we eliminate diabetes and we eliminate heart disease and we eliminate cancer and we eliminate Alzheimer's disease, which we can do, you'll find that we don't need the doctors and we can be citizen soldiers again.
By the way, I got to stop you right there, because you're right. In the animal studies, I wanted to be conservative and said they've doubled rats and mice and guinea pigs. But anybody can type that in. In fact, guys, just show viewers randomly type in and then click web, because it'll go back over years. Type rats double lifespan under new treatment, and then it'll say it's a wide spectrum of trace minerals and trace elements, and the same thing. They've done it with insects, they've done it with dogs, they've done it with cats. They know this because in that industry they want to milk and get more money out of your animal living longer, so they've gotten competitive. But with humans, they make money off of killing you or making you sick and then keeping you alive. But you mentioned Alzheimer's.
Yes.
These stories we're telling, Aaron losing 91 pounds, it was like 87 pounds a month ago when he was on. I've lost over 40 pounds. Ted Anderson was going to have knee surgery. He hobbled around when he came to visit me, an old sports injury. He went on the essential fatty acids and the Osteo FX Plus, and all of that, and his knee feels great. Gone. Now, sad story, but I'm authorized to tell it. I've told it like five times. I'll tell it again. His father goes fishing. They go pheasant hunting. Alzheimer's. Never had a heart attack. Never had a stroke. But the doctors have him on Coumadin. He has the sores on his arms. It's making him have all these problems. Doesn't know who he is. Teb is going to have to stop taking him fishing and stuff. Then he gets him on the Tangy Tangerine, the essential fatty acids, and the Osteo FX Plus, the stuff that's in the Alex Pack. Within a few months, miraculously, Ted described it as half the Alzheimer's. He knew who he was. He could have fun. It was coming back, short term, long term. His dad was back. God bless her. She believes in the medical doctors. She took him to the doctor, and the doctor tested his blood and said he can't have vitamin K with the Coumadin. You can't have leafy vegetables either, they told him, because those are evil now. And took him off of, within a month, it was all reversed. That is phenomenal. It's a sad story, but it's Ted Anderson. That is a real story of the owner of the Genesis Radio Network and the doctor saying, don't give him Tangy Tangerine. because she brought it in and showed it to him and said, nope, you know, he's not allowed to have vitamin K.
You hit the nail on the head, and I have one, too. I mean, actually, this happens hundreds of times a year, maybe even a month. I just don't know about it all. But one case out of Charlotte, North Carolina, to make a long story short, a six-year, two-year-old guy was diagnosed by five neurological clinics as having terminal Alzheimer's disease. His sister was told to put him in a hospice. The end was near. She didn't want to believe it. She took him to the medical school in Greensboro, insisted that the head of the department of neurology there examined, and he did, said the same thing, terminal Alzheimer's disease. And in 1 week on the Alex pack and getting off all the bad stuff and eating 12 eggs a day to rebuild the myelin in the brain, in 1 week's time, he, according to the doctors, there is perfectly 100% normal. This guy's back to work. He does not have Alzheimer's disease anymore. And I don't think it was Alzheimer's disease. I think it was actually a disease called Korsakoff syndrome, which is curable in 1 to 2 weeks. Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%, according to Johns Hopkins.
By the way, I got to interrupt you. Yeah. When you were on like a year and a half ago and were saying all this, I was like, come on, Wallach, I know this stuff's good, but I don't believe this. Now I've seen it happen over and over again. My entire family rave reviews. My dad, who's a dentist, was like, yeah, right, till he got on it. But I now go to events in Dallas and then one in Florida, and I've done a lot of events over the years. It's never about health. People come up and say, my wife was going to be in a wheelchair. She went on this and it came back. Or my mom had Alzheimer's and it's reversed it. I mean, this is what's incredible, is this is really real. And the system knows this, and they're such pieces of trash that they will not tell people because they want to suck money out of them. I mean, that is incredible, Doc. I want to go to calls, but what's your take on that? I mean, I have people now calling me in droves saying, wow, this really does work.
You're exactly right, Alex, and it's a form of slavery. And in fact, in the back of one of my books, I said that it's called Black Gene Lies, where all the diseases of black people are thought to be genetic, or at least promoted to be genetic by the medical community. And of course, I said no, these are simple nutritional deficiencies. It was actually the publication of that book was subsidized by a pastor in Atlanta, Georgia, Creflo Dollar, paid for that book to be published, called Black Gene Lies. And this is beginning to go through the black community, and they're reversing within days and weeks and months all these diseases that are thought to be genetic in the black community. And you're going to see an uprising here. And in that book, on the back cover, I said the black community has exchanged the chains of slavery to slavery from people in white coats and stethoscopes because of this genetic belief. And they have enslaved us because they have diseases that are simple nutritional deficiencies, they say, are genetic. One of which, I was actually fired from Emory University in Atlanta back in 1978. I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, learned how to reproduce it, learned the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis in 1978, and they fired me because they thought I was sniffing glue. Well, I actually received an international award in 2011 for that work 35 years ago. And Jerry Lewis was not on the telethon this last year. And the reason was we gave him the data. We've been working on muscular dystrophy. We believe we have found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. We gave it to Jerry. We thought since they're Jerry's kids, he should be the one to make the announcement. And the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation fired Jerry Lewis because he brought him our data.
I didn't know that. That's breaking. I want to come back because I was just going to have you for the hour, but we've run out of time. I want to talk to Matt, Craig, William, CJ, and Kevin. They all want to talk to you. And again, we don't screen calls. I have no idea what they're calling in about, but that should be interesting. If you can do it, I see people standing behind you there. I guess you may have to go somewhere. We'll find out if Dr. Wallach can stay with us. But undoubtedly, people have mineral and vitamin deficiencies. And a lot of the vitamins they buy are synthetic, go right through you. You need it in the powdered form and the different formulations from Longevity at InfoWarsTeam.com. This stuff is miraculous, and we all need to be healthy. This is a revolution against tyranny. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.